Do your uncontrollable spending habits have you feeling down? Or are your finances in a hot mess? Today, I'm here to help those who seem to not be able to control their spending despite their desire to change. So let me know, is this you? Do you say, I just don't know what else to do? We seem to be overspending every month, and now my husband just doesn't trust me with the money. If this is you, I've got 10 tactics today to help if you are spending money like a lottery winner at the mall without any consideration of the long-term consequences. Stay tuned. So everyone dreams of living a life of abundance, but here's the harsh truth. Having a higher income doesn't guarantee spending wisdom. And your toys may eventually suffocate you financially. Are you there yet? In fact, 8 million people earning over six figures are actually living paycheck to paycheck. But it's time we change that for you. Welcome to Budgeting Brilliance, a podcast for busy career-focused moms feeling stuck between mounting credit cards and cars. I'm Shauna Lay, a family budgeting expert specializing in tools that corporate moms can use to change their perspective of budgeting as a necessary evil to being an empowering tool to make smarter decisions. If you've been looking for a budgeting network focused on more than just frugal living, you're in the right place. Stop letting your finances dictate your life. So I know it's never fun to go month after month in the red. And if you continue at this level of spending, you'll eventually hit that pivotal point where your bills and your credit card minimums just can't seem to be paid without some serious, drastic changes or more income. I'm here to give you some awareness today in hopes that you can help to avoid getting to that point, because it's really hard to pull yourself out of it when you are there. So hopefully with today's 10 tips, you can start to breathe a little bit more life into your budget, give you more headroom to be able to have more money to pay down debt, build that savings or emergency fund. So let's start with number one. My first tactic for helping you to control your spending is to ultimately get rid of the temptation. So unsubscribe to everything and anything that shows you ads. Unfollow influencers on Instagram. Unsubscribe to all businesses in your email. If you get text alerts, go ahead and type in stop, S-T-O-P, and return on all text messages from businesses to end those messages from coming into your inbox. And this also goes without saying that if you are a TV shopaholic, no more will you be going to QVC because this channel is now off limits, or whatever other shopping channel is out there these days. So no matter how great today's daily special is, and it's the deal of the century, you now have one objective. Your family needs you to remain focused. You're going to no longer go to that channel. You're going to get rid of all of these sales emails and text messages that are flooding you on the daily basis. And I've seen it in my own inbox. Sometimes those emails come hourly. So that's tip number one. And speaking of the goals that your family needs you to remain focused on, number two is to actually set those financial goals if you don't have them. Because defining short-term and long-term financial goals, such as we're going to pay off this much debt, we're going to save for vacation, or other necessities like a new appliance, refrigerator, roof, build an emergency fund. Whatever it is for you, you need to have clear objectives and a truthfully, a strong reason why. Why is this imperative to our family's safety and well-being? Because if you have these two components in your goals, it will help you to make sure you are prioritizing and staying motivated to control expenses like no one's business. My third tip on how to curb your spending is with my signature budgeting method, calendar budgeting. So calendar budgeting can help to control your spending because you'll be able to now see in advance how much money you will or will not have. And being able to see that and know if your bills or your other expenses are or aren't going to be paid will help you to be mindful that you need to refrain from spending because you're going to need to have that money later. Or it can help you to adjust your spending habits, like, well, we really shouldn't be eating at this place because it will cost more than if we just switch to a different location because we're going to need a little bit more money for the rest of the week, something like that. And on the subject of calendar budgeting, I do have a free calendar budgeting starter kit for you so that you can be introduced to this new method of budgeting for most people. But also, I am working on a new annual calendar budgeting system. It will be in Microsoft Excel for all you spreadsheet lovers out there. I've been using my spreadsheet budget for over 20 years now, and it will completely change your idea of budgeting. Because budgeting shouldn't make you frustrated or leave you wondering if you can afford your bills. Like, it should be clear and transparent. It should instill confidence in your ability to manage your family's finances. So if your current budgeting method doesn't give you an overwhelming level of confidence or even excitement about your family's financial future outlook, then please do yourself a favor, download the Calendar Budgeting Starter Kit, but also stay tuned for the launch of my annual calendar budgeting system coming soon in mid-May. And by adopting a minimalism mindset, you'll uncover tactic number 4. Because embracing a minimalistic lifestyle by decluttering your possessions, buying less shoes, buying less clothes, you know, really just keeping what you do buy very simple, it will help to streamline your lifestyle. Now, I understand it's definitely the opposite of glamour. It isn't the most fun way to shop, but it can be helpful to you if you are trying to curb your spending. Even the likes of Steve Jobs kept things simple with a black t-shirt and a pair of jeans. I've done this myself for a period of time when we were financially strapped. I opted for a simple, solid colored t-shirt. You can dress it up really nicely with a blazer, a long necklace, and pair it with some dark pants and dark shoes because keeping the lower half monochromatic with dark colors prevents you from having to buy every color of shoes under the sun. Although, who doesn't like to see a rainbow set of shoes in their closet? But sometimes we just can't do it. And this time is your time. So remember, the goal here is to keep things simple because we're trying to control our spending. Next, tip number 5 is please just stop going into the bargain or in the sales rack at the store. They're tempting. But it's like a gateway drug for anyone who needs to control their spending, right? You know, Target knows exactly what they're doing by putting the dollar spot immediately as you walk in. It's hard to resist it, and if you put it in your buggy now, you're not going to take it out later, and you're just going to continue to add to it as you go through your groceries. I know how hard it is. I have to keep telling myself that the items in this section are just cheaply made, and they will only add to the clutter in the house. So that's how I keep myself from perusing through there. except for maybe once or twice. There are some things that I like to buy there once a year, every year, and it's when the planners come out, but I digress. Just ask yourself, would purchasing items here move me closer to my financial goals? And as you proudly walk past it, tell yourself how strong your willpower is today, and hopefully you can remain strong throughout the rest of your shopping trip. But if you can't, then tip number 6 is have your groceries delivered or picked up. You know, this keeps you from roaming throughout the store aisles, randomly picking things up that you probably didn't need. It helps you to stick to the list because someone else is doing that for you. Some places like Target have free pickup, right? But even if you have to pay a small fee for delivery, well, it's likely cheaper to pay that fee than the extra items you would have put into your buggy and paid for that day. But nothing controls how much you can spend like not having the cash available to pay for your overspending. So if you need a stricter method to help you control your spending habits, then use tip number 7, cash envelopes. Well, I don't like recommending them because I don't like them myself, although I have used them. You know, they aren't sexy or convenient, which is why I stopped using them a while back, but they really are effective. Cash envelopes make sure that you are spending only the money that you've allocated to that category. Now, tip number 8, meal prepping or cooking meals in advance can help you to save money by 1, it reduces the temptation to eat out or get takeout for the day. And number 2, buying ingredients in bulk, such as your protein, and then maybe even utilizing those leftovers in a secondary meal later in the week can help to lower your overall food cost. You can do this by batch cooking, meal prepping on the weekend, using freezer-friendly crock pot recipes. I like this to help me save time on days when I know that I'm going to be very busy at work. I can just take it out of the freezer, put it in the crock pot, all ready to go, and just let it simmer the rest of the day. Doing this can help you to make sure that you stay within budget. And if you visit episode 23, I share with you how to use ChatGPT to help with meal planning. So this may be able to get you some more innovative ideas if you're running short on what to cook for dinner these days, because I know that is a frequent problem. Now, we're almost to the end of the list. So number 9 is something that I have advocated in other episodes, and I call it put one item back. I've been doing this since the beginning of the year, and I think I'm probably up to about $40 worth of saving. But what has happened for me is that after reminding myself to do this every time I go shopping, I've become accustomed to actually not picking an item up. So it doesn't actually make it into my cart for me to have to put it back. So I'm gauging my necessity level of that item before it even gets there. But if you haven't implemented this tactic into your shopping, I highly recommend it. So if you haven't heard about this before, it's after you do your shopping, you pause before you go to the checkout and look at the buggy and do a cursory review and say, all right, so what here can I put back? There's probably at least one item, likely more, that I really didn't need today. So just do some hard reflection on what you have put into your buggy and find at least one thing that you can put back. But if your biggest issue is not knowing where you've spent money by the end of every month, then tactic number 10 is to make sure you pay yourself first. automate your savings and your investing at the beginning of every pay period. And when you look down at the end of the month and you're looking at where you have spent your money, at least you know and have confidence that the money you set aside for savings went to where it needed to go, and the money that you needed to be invested in your 401k or your Roth IRA or whatever it is that you do, you know that that money made it there first. And then whatever money you had left over is what allocated to your bills and your miscellaneous spending. So that is today's top 10 list for ways to curb spending. You know, I hear this a lot from people that they just don't know what to do. But I feel like a lot of times you're just setting yourself up for failure by doing some of these things, by going into the bargain bin with the idea that, ooh, I can get things cheaply. But if you didn't need it and that money needed to be allocated somewhere else, you are just going to overspend because that definitely wasn't on your list. So let's recap. Number one, unsubscribe to everything. Do this right now, especially before the summer sales frenzy starts to hit your inbox. Number two, have meaningful financial goals. This will help to control spending, especially on larger items. Number three, calendar budgeting. And if you haven't done it already, please go to my website to download the free calendar budgeting starter kit. Number four, think minimalism. Minimalism in different areas, in your decorating, in your clothing. Start to simplify. Number five, steer clear of the bargain bins, the discount sections of the stores. And number six, consider having your groceries delivered or send someone to go pick them up. Number seven, utilize cash envelopes if you need a stricter way to manage and control your spending. They're very effective. Number eight, meal prep, cook ahead. This will keep you out of the store repeatedly for those of you who are running back and forth to the store because you didn't meal plan in advance. And it'll keep you out of the drive-thru because you were already prepared on what was going to be served for dinner tonight and maybe even tomorrow night. Number nine, consider putting one item back. And number 10, even if the other nine methods didn't work, as long as you pay yourself first with your savings and your investments, your savings will grow and you'll start to receive compounding benefits. And this is the one tactic that you need to be doing today if you aren't already. So make sure you automate and pay yourself first. So along with this one, find one or two other ways to start helping you to set yourself up for financial success. Having these small, achievable goals will help you win. And each time you succeed, you will start to prove to yourself that you can do this. You aren't broken. You've got this, mama. And if you haven't downloaded the free calendar budgeting starter kit again, you are missing out on the easiest, most intuitive way to manage your money. I'll see you next time. So friends, I hope you found value in today's episode and that it encouraged you in some way to take an action towards focusing on your budget. If you would like to snag some free budgeting resources like a quick starter kit, debt elimination workbook, just head on over to my website, sanitysense.com. That's sanitysense, C-E-N-T-S.com. And if you like today's episode, please consider leaving a 5-star review so you can help others find this message and get the budgeting help that they've been longing for too. So here's to budgeting your best life.